AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden admits to underestimating the speed of the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan while defending his decision to withdraw the remaining U.S. forces.
The president says the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan happened faster than expected, but he still does not regret ordering the withdrawal.
I stand squarely behind my decision.
And says he'd rather take criticism over the fallout than leave the war to a fifth president.
It's the right decision for our people.
The president made little mention of the chaotic evacuation scenes at Kabul's airport, with critics like top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell saying the White House botched what it should have known was coming.
Honestly, this administration looks to me like it couldn't organize a two-car funeral.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least seven people have died at the Kabul airport as thousands of Afghans flooded the runway in an effort to get on departing planes. Some fell from a U.S. military transport while trying to hold on after it had taken off. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
They are searing. They are painful. They are difficult to see. They are difficult to watch.
Price says the U.S. military will continue to evacuate U.S. citizens in Afghanistan, as well as Afghan citizens who worked with the U.S. and other allies. After a month-long lull, three tropical systems raising concerns. Tropical Storm Fred rolling up the west coast of Florida, heading toward the Panhandle. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the storm is a rainmaker.
Tallahassee, over towards Perry, eventually places like southern Georgia, they're going to see all this tropical moisture.
Tropical Depression Grace drenching Haiti with as much as 15 inches of rain. The country is reeling from a massive earthquake that's killed some 1,400 people, the rain hindering rescue efforts. Tropical Storm Henry is near Bermuda. This is AP News. The Biden administration approves an increase in food aid available to needy families. AP's Rita Foley has details.
It's the largest single boost in the program's history. Starting in October, average food stamp benefits will rise more than 25% above pre-pandemic levels. The average benefit for each person will be $157 a month. The big jump in benefits will be available to all 42 million beneficiaries. And it's permanent, part of the Biden administration's effort to strengthen the country's social safety net. Activists say the food assistance before the pandemic just wasn't enough, and some Americans went hungry as their food stamp money ran low toward the end of the month. I'm Rita Foley.
For the fourth time in 6 years, the University of Alabama Crimson Tide sits atop the AP preseason top 25 college football poll. Oklahoma number two, just ahead of number three Clemson. Ohio State and Georgia round out the top five. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.